Lotus Festival 2020, online from September 24th through the 27th this year due to COVID-19, will feature a variety of artists performing live online from around the globe, including the Friel Sisters, young Irish traditional musicians born and raised in Glasgow, Scotland. WFHB's Jamie Gans recently met up online with Claire Friel to talk about the sibling trio.
Claire Friel, welcome to WFHB and the upcoming Lotus World Music and Arts Festival. This year, of course, for the most part, is virtual festival, and the Friel Sisters will be here performing. It's great to have you, Claire. I'd like to add that it's been a wonderful pleasure to feature tracks from the Friel Sisters albums on the Celtic Road in the past few years. Could you please just simply start off by telling us a bit about you and your sisters and how you started your traditional Irish band?
Yeah, of course. So I'm happily the youngest of the three of us. And it's myself and my two older sisters, Anna and Sheila, they're twins. Music was always in our family. It was always played to us from a very young age. It was quite natural for us to pick up instruments and play because it was what came before us. We were born in Glasgow in Scotland and brought up here. We went to school here and university here, but our roots are definitely in Donegal in the northwest of Ireland. We have a home there, and it's where all of our family, both mother's side and father's side, are from. There was a lot of immigration that went on from Donegal in the northwest of Ireland over to Scotland for work, when there wasn't very much in Donegal, and there was work in Scotland, so a lot of people moved, and with that the music moved as well. So when our mum and dad met here in Glasgow, I think mum's side, there was a lot of music and song, so we got that. Thankfully, we got a lot of that from mum and her side. Our grandmother was a lovely fiddle player and a lovely singer, as well as all of our great aunts and uncles. They all played and sang and everything, so music was just quite natural for us. And then we started playing in Ireland a lot, got a few lovely chances to play with the great Alton. From that, we just started playing more regularly, and then we recorded an album in 2014. And that was, I was very young, I felt very young anyway to be recording an album, but it was natural for us. And we recorded that, and from then we just started playing more and more. And I'm now a full-time professional musician. Anna and Sheila are both dentists, but they're full-time dentists, full-time musicians nearly. So it's the best of both worlds.
So you're the youngest of the trio. Trio sisters.
Happily. Yeah.
And your two older sisters, how much older are they? Just out of curiosity.
Three years older.
Okay. That's
and then
great.
There's only 10 minutes between them.
So you, what instrument do you play?
I'm the fiddle player.
Okay.
And we all sing together, and we sing in unison, which is what is kind of natural for us to do. So we sing in unison, and Sheila, who is the younger twin, she plays the Uilleann pipes, which are the Irish traditional pipes, and she plays the flute as well and the whistle, and Anna sings and plays the flute and whistle as well. So it's a noisy bunch. We have two friends of ours, Cathal O'Kern on bouzouki, and Marty Barry, who's a lovely guitar player, both great singers and both great fun. So we're a band of five, all good fun.
That's great. So the two folks you just mentioned that aren't your siblings, will they perform with you on Zoom or online.
They will. They okay. will be. That's right. They'll be playing with us. So we're very happy to catch them. They're both busy guys, but they're our best friends and they're really part of the band. So we're really, really happy to have them with us. They're like our brothers. We annoy them like they're our brothers.
They live in Glasgow as well.
No, they're both in Ireland. So Sheila has now moved to Donegal. She practices dentistry over there and plays music over there as well. And Cahill, who's the bouzouki player, he's even younger than me. He's from Donegal and he lives in Donegal at the moment. And Marty, who's our guitar player, he lives in County Down in the north of Ireland.
We're
all kind of spread all over the place, but it's good when we get together.
Being familiar with so many great artists like you guys, I noticed that there are a number of wonderful artists, Irish traditional artists, in Glasgow.
There are. You're right. You are very, very, very correct there.
So there must be an Irish community in, or is it just...
No, there is. There is, because there wasn't very much work in places like Donegal. People had to move, so a lot of people moved, particularly my grandparents' generation. They moved to Glasgow because there was a lot of work over here, you know, tunnels and motorways and roads and buildings, everything. So steelworks here and ships and everything, so there was a lot of things and a lot of opportunities in Glasgow, and just a huge Irish community then built from that. There is a massive an Irish diaspora over here, which would be the same in America and the same in England and same in a lot of places where there were opportunities that they didn't have in Ireland at the time.
Right. Well, that's wonderful. And how is Glasgow? Is it a lovely city?
It is. It's a lovely city. It's a very friendly city. It's a great place. A lot of culture. A lot of arts. It's a really, really lovely place to be. It's a lovely place to have been brought up here. Edinburgh is the capital of Scotland, but I'm a wee bit biased to say that Glasgow's better. Edinburgh's very pretty, but Glasgow's real people here, and the people are really... The slogan in Glasgow is "The people make Glasgow." They're very kind and friendly people, although in 1 year they got Europe's friendliest city and Europe's stab capital, so not great.
Well, you probably hear some Highland pipes a bit too.
exactly.
One thing I heard on both of your albums, as you mentioned, is that the three of you sing, and that I haven't heard that really too much on other traditional Irish albums.
It's a bit different. It's a bit unusual. We never really put much thought into it, really. I wish we had, but we didn't really think about it, which might be a nice thing. It was just natural for us that, you know, if one of us would learn a song, we'd all just sing it together. And it just became quite normal for us that everything was in unison.
When my love and I parted, the wind blew cold. When my love and I parted, our love untold. Though my heart was crying, love, come with me.
the great Dolores Keane, the singer from Ireland. Mm-hmm. She used to sing with her aunts, Rita and Sarah Keane, and they were both beautiful singers, and the three of them would sing in unison. But apart from that, there aren't really that many people who would sing in unison, but it's just what came naturally to us. It was family songs and songs that we've been passed down from our grandmother. She used to sing with her sisters or her brothers, or at family parties or that kind of thing, house parties. They were passed down to us, and we would just sing them in unison. It's just the way we it's just natural for us to do that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
And of course, you're all great instrumentalists as well. And so it's, but one thing I did notice also is that you have composed some of your own pieces, songs and tunes.
Well, we just, myself and Sheila, we sat down and we've never really put much thought into it. We really should put more time into writing because it sometimes works for us. But we did write a few tunes. We haven't done many. Sheila's written quite a few lovely tunes. We just haven't really got around to putting them together properly yet. But it's something that I'd love to do more of. It's quite interesting to hear when we do things like that together. We tend to generally go in the same direction of what we want to sound, or what we want the tune to sound like. So it's quite interesting. I think we'll probably start doing a lot more of it.
And you, as you mentioned, you've performed on both sides of the Atlantic. Haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We're very lucky in that sense. Kind of got all over the place.
Well, I look forward to a time when you can actually come over here.
I know. I miss it already. I miss being over. We were supposed to be over in March and in April, kind of East Coast over in America. And I'm very sad that we didn't get to do that tour. But we'll get to reschedule everything again, and all the festivals that we should have been at and we should have been having fun at, and things, we'll hopefully get to do them again.
Three festivals ago, in I think it was 2017, the band that you've performed with, Alton, was here performing for the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival.
Yes.
So that's why I hope you will come here as well.
Oh, definitely. I know Lotus have had a lot of really fantastic Irish acts and bands and people that we admire and look up to. So it's a real honour for us to even get the chance to come and play for you guys in Bloomington. It would have been our first time in Indiana, actually, so we were definitely looking forward to it. It would have been a real special treat for us.
Well, that's wonderful. I think we've had a great talk. We're looking forward to hearing you in virtual performance.
Oh, great.
So thank you so much, Claire.
And thank you so much for having me.
And tell your sisters that we're looking forward to hearing
them. Absolutely. Hopefully we get to see you all in Indiana very soon.
Okay. Thank you so much, Claire.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks.
Take care.
Started a chunk of tea, started a chunk of tea.
That was Jamie Gans talking with Claire Friel of the Friel Sisters, who will be performing live online from Scotland during the 2020 Virtual Lotus Festival. Full information can be found online at lotusfest.org. This segment was edited by Jim Mannion. Coordinating producer was Adrian Pontecorvo.